All right. Good Monday evening to everyone listening in through BBS Radio. It is today, October the 16th, a Monday evening episode, the Winfrey Hour. And my name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And I welcome the one person who is here on the phone line already. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gijs. It is Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you, Gijs.
I saw your testimonial online on Kimberly's website last night.
Oh, my gosh. It's up there?
Yep.
Cool. Was it okay?
Very good, yes.
Oh, good.
And it's good to see you.
Ah, now you know what I look like.
Well, I knew it from a picture, but you looked different this time. Without your glasses.
Better or worse? Oh, without my glasses.
Okay. Even better.
Even better. Okay, that's good. I was probably still in shock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a great job also with the other day with doing your testimonial live on the conference call. It was also great to listen to you.
Oh, good, good. You know, I hope it just conveys the passion
yeah.
and how great she is and
mm-hmm.
what's available for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited to go see her on Saturday.
Oh, goody. You got a private one then?
Not a private one, no. It's a workshop, 4-hour workshop
oh,
on Saturday. And then
oh.
she has private sessions on Sunday.
Okay, that's not the workshop she's doing online Friday and Saturday, is she?
No.
Okay, I think that's the following week. I signed
I
up
believe
for that.
So, yes. Yes.
On a Skype thing.
If you look online, it looks quite promising what she's saying that she's going to do during the workshop.
Excellent.
Like DNA activation and hands-on, you know, with oil and water, expand, you know, creating expansion within each person.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know, for 3 days or more, I walked around and I would get that frequency again. See if you notice that when you attend the workshop.
Yes.
That it's there for longer.
All right. More people joined in over here on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Cleo.
Hello, Cleo. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And another
person.
Go ahead.
Cecil in Seattle.
Hello, Serpent. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
All right.
Hi, you guys.
Hi there.
That's Prudy saying hello.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
We have many signed in already?
Not too many, no. We're with a small group so far, and we are live on BBS, so I do not know how many are listening in through BBS.
Well, hopefully a whole bunch.
Yes, we are at the hour. It is 6 o'clock here, Pacific Standards. Good evening and welcome to the call that just joined in. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Steve. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next person, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. More people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane.
Okay.
Welcome to the call. And more people have joined in. We welcome you all. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Well, the greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Hello, Reid, and good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, my friend. Equally with you being here.
Nice.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you desire to do so, we welcome you. And welcome to all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And the next caller here, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. The helicopter is up there, so let's hang tight. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how is everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Hillis.
Susan.
But her name, her code name is Hillis, which is also my name, my official birth name.
Oh.
Hillis van der Phyllis.
Hillis van der Veen.
Information.
Thank you for being here, Susan.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. All right.
Sounds like Wynn got his helicopter running.
Yes, it's up there. I think he is putting the dirty dishes away. I got the feeling Terry is poking in the water. Welcome the next caller over here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Michelle in Cambria.
Michelle, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening to you and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
The next person that joined in over here, we welcome you. Please say your name and location unless you're Terry Brown. Good evening, Terry. We welcome you.
Hey, thank you, Alison, everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
And somebody else joined in.
Welcome. Get closer to the mic,
Terry.
What? I said you got to get closer to the mic. You're barely coming in.
Oh, yeah.
For being here.
Hello.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank
you. Wynn and Terry, I thank you both for doing the healing work on Sundays with the Sunday call because my back feels so much better immediately. I greatly appreciate it.
I love you.
Well,
Heis.
They love you, Heis.
That was good to hear. Thank you. Are you serious?
Serious.
All right.
Well,
so those joined in over here, we welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Jeannie. Is this
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
This is Alicia
is that,
in Fresno.
Who is it in Fresno? Sorry.
Alicia.
Alicia, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Is that Jeannie Jed that just came on?
Yes.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Wynn. How are you?
It doesn't sound like you.
It doesn't?
But I think I forgot what you sounded like.
Well, I'm on a cell phone nowadays, so that might make
mm-hmm.
a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Isn't there a...
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Susan.
What's this scoop about your back? For those of us that missed it.
No, I had Saturday morning. I kneeled down. I was doing a little job outside, and then it popped in my back, popped, and oh man, it's like a nerve, you know?
Yeah.
So I was hurting like heck, and yesterday on the call they did the healing during the healing list, and it immediately, you know, the pain faded. And then today, man, I could just work without a problem. And, of course, it's still there. But, no, that was fantastic how much I was helped.
Incredible. Great.
Well, you know what? When people volunteer and when they give money, they get paid more attention to.
Good commercial, then.
I couldn't resist that, right? But you have to do it from your heart. You can't do it for something or you screw it up, you know?
So that means if you need something big, you don't have to pay more, right?
No. But, you know, I'm glad I'm not Kimberly, okay? Because
I'm glad you're not, too.
Yeah. If I was Kimberly, I'd be in big trouble, wouldn't I? I'd have to be a transgender or something. But I'd have to be cute. But I don't know how Kimberly is going to... Well, I might as well start the recording. Okay? All right.
Want to mute?
No, leave it open for a moment.
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 16th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere. And our Monday night... I don't even have names for my calls. What do you think this call should be named?
It's the Win Free Hour.
The Win Free card. Hour. The Wild Card.
Or the Wild Free.
The Monday Night Call.
Maybe we should call it. Maybe we should just call it Wild. But, Don, that's so helpful. The Monday Night Call. That's really creative. Okay.
I love it.
We could call it the Monday Night Stealth Spirit Call.
Hot Luck Night.
Hot Luck Night. Chris would like that a lot. Chris, are you there?
He's not here. What you also could do is call it Monday Night BBS Call, because then you never have to ask what day it is and you never have to ask what station it's on.
People wouldn't figure it out. They think BBS stood for big bullshit.
That's bullshit.
The Monday Night Worldwide Call.
The Monday Night Worldwide Call?
Yeah.
Should be like, I don't know. That is boring, okay?
Did anybody say the Wild and Free?
Wild and Free?
Yeah.
No. Could be Brown and Free, right?
Or you call it the Worldwide Big Bull. So you leave one W away and you leave the S away from WWWBBS.
The Worldwide Big Bull. Big Bull?
Big Bull. Without
now listen, I'm not that fat, okay? Just because of a Taurus. Howard Stern's beats the Elohim. Okay? That's what Daddy used to say. It was like Howard Stern's meeting the Elohim being on a call with me. All right. So, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to do tonight, since it's a wild card night. And, you know, it's amazing to me that that we never run out of things to do on these calls, and they only get better regardless what I do, mainly because I'm not doing it, okay? I'm just holding the space. And we have so many resources, things of interest that I've never even shared. You know, I pull things out of a hat. I ended up telling you about giving Muhammad Ali a bath the other day. Okay, you missed that call. Too bad. You got to be on these calls. You never know what you're going to miss. It's like, yeah. But I how many were on the call when I told about Muhammad Ali's bath?
Me.
Hello. Me.
Yes, it was yesterday morning.
Yeah. How many missed that call?
Me. I did.
There we go. Too bad. You see, you're missing it. So what I'm going to do is, we got all these little things we've uploaded, and I have hundreds of things that we haven't uploaded. Some of the original channelings that happened with Daphne and Terry, the audios of them, if I can find them. And, you know, we've had conversations with Michael Jackson, conversations with, who was it?
Marley Schaefer.
Bok Choy.
Bok Choy the Dolphin, thank you.
Robin Williams.
Right. I don't think I ever played Robin Williams, did I? I told you about it, you know? You can hear Robin Williams telling his jokes from the other side.
He was so funny. It's like when you did the invocation, at the end of it, he said, where it said anything negative must leave now, he said, do I have to leave?
So I'm going to just do a potpourri and play some interesting little excerpts. You might have heard them before, but let me see here. Here's an interesting one. It's labeled Elohim Intro to the Conference Calls. Did you guys ever hear that?
I don't think so.
I think it's from Daphne. You know, when we started doing calls, we recorded this. And, you know, when we first did this, never, ever did we do a live channeling. It took quite some time. Actually, the first time we did it was actually before I did my own call. It's when I was doing the Don and Wynn show, okay? And I invited Daphne on as a guest. And someday I'll play that one, because Daphne came on and was complaining for about 20 minutes about how I ruined her marriage. And then in the middle of being on my case, and by the way, I did not ruin her marriage. She was I hate to use the word obsessed, because if she heard that, she'd get mad. But she couldn't get me out of her mind. And after a month, after we first met, she invited me to come to San Jose, and we would go out. Now, I knew she was married. In fact, I told her when she first said she was married, I said, hey, I'm too old for married women. We'll just have to take this feeling and take it back to your husband. So she went back to her home in Saratoga with her well-to-do computer entrepreneur husband. I went back to L.A., and then I opened up my computer, and there is a poem from her. And so I sent her a poem back. And then she sent me a poem. And I sent her a poem. This is going on for a month. And finally, she said, why don't you come up and visit? And I said, I told you, I'm too old for married women. It's not going to work. And then I remembered, Jen is telling everything. I'm not censoring myself. One time in my life, this is a long time ago, there was a woman who was married and got obsessed with me, okay? And she was in L.A. with her husband. She lived in Washington, and she was doing an expo there, selling something. And she had purchased a product from me. She purchased the Bubble Star, okay, that thing that I sold to Muhammad Ali. And, you know, she was inviting me, you know, being open to me. And here she is with her husband. And I told her, no way, right? And then she went back to Seattle. And then she was in San Diego. And she was there for a health retreat. And she called me over and over again saying, come on down, my husband doesn't care, right? Well, she broke my resistance down. I drove to San Diego. Terry, are you trying to help?
somebody just called.
Well, okay, just never mind. You're on the air, okay?
Okay.
And I knew Terry at this time, okay? And I figured it was safe to spend the night with her because she was here from Seattle, and she was going to go back to Seattle. And she kept telling me her husband didn't care. So I drove to San Diego, spent the night with her, and a couple of weeks later, she went back to Seattle, okay? And then I found out she was moving with her husband to this town. I think it was maybe 20 miles south of Los Angeles. Now, I didn't know this at the time. I didn't know it, but she did this whole move with her husband because of me, all right? Is Chris on the line?
Yeah, I just got here. I'm sorry, I can't really talk. I've got asthma and COPD. The negative is trying to get me sick.
You can just listen, because you'll like this. I'm telling stories. I'm telling stories about girlfriends, former girlfriends.
Okay. Okay.
So, it's your cup of tea.
Okay, right? I just got up from the hospital. Okay.
And then, I think one day we'll have you tell about some of your former girlfriends.
Okay. Okay. That'll be a trip.
Yeah.
I'll bet you
everybody would really listen a lot.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people love scandal. They do it. They do. Right?
Oh. And then, hey, I got a scandal. I could write a 1,000-page book on scandal.
All right. Now, shut up and heal yourself.
Okay. Okay.
And let me continue, okay? So now she's living 20 miles from L.A. with her husband, and she's calling me and telling me her husband doesn't mind if we see each other. And it's like they have like a familial relationship, like a brother and sister. So she wore me down, and finally her husband actually dropped her off in my apartment, okay? And I continued seeing her. It actually turned into one of the worst nightmares of my life. But I won't go into that. Terry was there. She remembers.
Yeah, I remember it. She would call up over and over and over. And I would hear her. Like sometimes if I answered, she would talk to me. And it was like the flow wasn't just business.
So now, and I brought up this story because I was talking about Daphne saying, come up, and I told her she was married. And then it crossed my mind, maybe this is one of those situations like that woman I just described, okay? And maybe her husband doesn't really maybe they have a familial relationship. And so I told her, I said, tell your husband you have feelings for somebody, and if he doesn't mind, and it's okay with him, I'll come up and visit, okay? So then she said, the next day she called me, and she said, well, I told my husband what you said, and he said it was okay to see you. It just meant divorce. So I'm on my way to L.A., okay? And so we got started. And but on the Diamond Wind show, she was saying I ruined her marriage, okay? So, but that's the real story. If she ever comes on and tries to say that, don't believe her for a moment. And so this is the Elohim intro to the conference call, okay?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This moment has been a very long time in coming. We bid you welcome. We bid you love, light, peace. And are very honored at the infinitesimal beauty of your essences, which we see shining as bright diamonds. You are indeed intergalactic sojourners. Your own brilliance, your own love, your own caring, your own vastness of interdimensionality, and your own sacrifices, many of which you are unaware, honor us, for you as a race, as fledgling humans cast into the darkest, densest liquid medium of 3D, are attempting to do, to pull off, in your colloquial term, something which has never successfully been completed, which is to insert love light, a liquid stream, imagine liquid gold, into a system of duality, into a system of competition, of dominion, as power, as might, not compassion, and to lift this duality into the Trinitarian triune consciousness of Mother, Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit can take place. A certain pinching upwards
of the skin, the etheric skin of your earth, lending itself as a doorway, as a portal, as a bridge into the higher realm. What this necessitates in the evolving individual is a heart which is open. We do not require perfection, but we do require a loving intent. Mistakes are to be dusted off as one falls down, gets up, dusts oneself off. We would ask you not to hold yourselves back, to beat yourselves up, because all is spinning ever faster and ever more intensely now. You, on planet Earth, are entering a time of vast economic, climactic, monetary, political instability. There is order to it, but it is chaotic. Even chaos has its own inherent order. It is basically 3D breaking down. We say this not to instill fear, but rather to instill a sense of preparedness and to understand that your anchor point can no longer be anything you reference outside of yourself. It must be within yourself, within your heart. It must be within your community of spiritual, like-minded persons and animals and nature and Mother Earth. Naturally, you still require food and shelter. But these things shall slip and slide and change very quickly. Be prepared for quick changes. Be prepared also, as you are being prepared genetically, for your body to start releasing vast amounts of stored toxins, aches, pains, colds, all of these things. They shall come up. Bless them. Talk to your guardian angels. Ask them to slow down the process if it is too intense. But know that there is an end to it, of God, of the Christed essence, also referred in your spiritual practices as Great Mother, Father Sky, Great Mother Earth, the essence of Kuan Yin, the Buddha. The list goes on. We are the Council of An. We are a subset of the Council of the Elohim. The Earth is under our care, is under our auspice of diligent oversight, gentle persuasion, correction, if we can do so without violating that which is paramount, being free will. You see, at this time, in 2007, there is an accumulation of enough magnitude approaching what you call critical mass, that a certain lifting off, though in the middle, it can be very uncomfortable. We send you blessings, dear ones. We surround your heart in a silver, gold, galactic frequency of love light. Know that you are protected, that you are loved. You are watched over. You may call on us at any time. And we will always hear and always answer your prayers. Do not despair. Have patience. Be vigilant. Be discerning. Have courage. And take heart. For you are now initiated. You are spiritual sojourners. We shall end this with an om.
Very profound. Will, I cannot hear you.
I was muted. There we go. We got it. Okay. You heard that before, didn't you, Heinz?
Yes.
That was amazing for me.
Very, very profound, yes.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, actually, now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe how much energy was in that session. And then we have another one here. Probably some of you heard this one. And it's Terry. And this was the very first time I did a workshop in Santa Barbara. And Terry was with me. And, you know, we had done a number of private channelings up to this point. And I called Terry up, and I said, okay, let's see if they have anything to tell this group. And, of course, Terry panicked. And But I held my ground, and she came out with the most beautiful, loving connection from the Elohim. And it's so interesting, the difference. You can hear the difference between how they work through Daphne. Now keep in mind, Daphne had a background as nobility, of an aristocrat, of a queen, okay? And Terry had the background of a salt of the earth saint. And and they both were amazing. So let's hear Terry. You may have heard this before, but you know, you can play these over and over again because there's so much energy in them. And even when I listened to that excerpt from the introduction to the conference calls, okay, I always get something out of it. So, Terry, you want to say anything in introduction to this? Except that you're muted.
Yeah, when it's like you set goals for me or targets, or could we do this or could we do that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, I would never undertake it on my own, but you set like a target there. And so I just let them come through and see what they do with it. And they come through with amazing stuff. So it's that's probably one of the reasons why they wanted to talk to you and not to me when we first contacted them, because like I was thinking kind of small and you were thinking kind of big.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
Do we have a source that's positive that would like to address us tonight?
Yes.
Now, just remember, this is in front of a live audience. Terry was sitting down, and I was doing all this talking about Ra and the Elohim and explaining it to everybody. And then I called Terry up. She's standing next to me, and she's kind of panicked out. And I'm saying, do they have something they want to say to this group? And here we go.
We greet you now in the love light of the one infinite creator. We surround each and every one of you with our love light, and we will be there for you to draw in. Sense the love light around you. Feel the frequencies. This love light, which is us projecting around you, will be available to you for sustenance, assistance, and protection. In the times that are coming, and even in the times that are here now, as you ask, so you receive. When you have a need for the highest good, do not be afraid to ask, and we will work with you. We will be there for you. And we appreciate each and every one of you. We love you more than you can possibly imagine. If you feel in any corner of your mind that you are not worthy of love, this is false, because you are very worthy of love, no matter what. And we love you and are there for you. We leave you now with a prayer that the golden love light will come to your world as more and more people like you are open to bring it in. Adonai, we bid you good day. We leave, but we do not leave you.
Beautiful. Vin, I think you're muted again.
Vin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know what? I said, that was beautiful. And then Hi says, beautiful. So I said, oh, he's echoing me. So I didn't even think I was muted. Okay. Let's see.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone want to make a comment on me, those two? You don't have to. It's okay. Is anybody crying?
From both. I love the dear bit and the beautiful, profound information. It is so awesome.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
It's amazing that we have these connections and that so many of you are sharing it. You know, I'm just so grateful to have this going out into the world. Now, here's another interesting one, and I'd have to read this before, not that often, but as I said, there's always more. These always go multi-levels of deepness. You know, early on, in this whole adventure for me, there were indications that were tying me to this Egyptian pharaoh, Akhenaten. And Akhenaten was the most controversial Egyptian pharaoh because he outlawed all the traditional ways of worship, which I believe were Anunnaki god worship, you know, maybe polytheism, multi-gods, but it wasn't the multi-gods, it was, they were, most of them were compromised. And he said there was one god, and about 20 years into his pharaohship, his own army attacked his city, and he and his wife disappeared. And his wife happened, well, you know, when I was studying the link of myself to this pharaoh, I found the statue of Nefertiti, the famous statue of Nefertiti, and I was really struck because I said, oh my God, it looks just like Daphne. And I wasn't sure I was Akhenaten at the time. I just knew there was an indication of a connection, and I was exploring it. And eventually, I became convinced that I was, and Daphne was. And although this was not known historically, I've never heard it, I am sure his wife was channeling, and that is why he took the controversial stand that he did. And in the raw material, there was a comment that Akhenaten was one of the few people in history that the Ra group was talking to, but they never said how. But now I would draw the conclusion it obviously had to be Daphne. So one day, probably in 2003, maybe 2004, Daphne and I had been at Santa Barbara, and we were driving through Ventura. Santa Barbara is about 100 miles north of Los Angeles. We were driving through Ventura, and she started shaking. She started having panic attacks. And it was particularly severe. So we checked into a motel, and sometimes when she would be doing that, having those kinds of attacks, if we did a channeling, the energy of the channeling would relieve the attack. So we started to do a channeling. I called in the light and expecting the Elohim to come through. Up to this time, we only talked to the Elohim, okay? No one else. 2003. Well, his voice came through Daphne that said it was Nefertiti. And later I asked, how can Nefertiti be talking through Daphne if she's the reincarnation of such, okay? Well, they said, and this is proven to be consistent with other people as well, they said that the soul fragment of a lifetime continues to exist as part of your own soul, and it can be accessed separately from yourself. So at the time this happened, it was a little disconcerting to me because I'm still trying to believe all this stuff. Believe me, I'm going into 4 years having all these experiences. And when something new happens, like suddenly Nefertiti is introducing herself, or Michael Jackson, I automatically start thinking, how do I know this is really Nefertiti? How do I know this is Michael Jackson? I better be on guard. What if it's something negative that's trying to mislead me? So I felt that when this channeling happened. And I think it's quite amazing because it actually goes into, you can hear the tonal quality of a queen. And it's a different sound. When you heard Daphne channeling the Elohim earlier, this is the voice identified itself as Nefertiti. So here we go.
June 6, 2007, in Ventura, Lynn and Daphne, to identify yourself.
She is here.
Would you like to say something to introduce yourself to us?
I am the one who came forth to you in the golden era before the dawn of Christianity. You were the golden light bearer of that time on the planet, the precursor to Christianity, and uplifting men in their thoughts and in their deeds in the eras before Christian values. I am she, the one you have known as Nefertiti, your wife, your humble servant, your beloved. We have been in forms for each other, around each other celestially for thousands of years. We have woven a tapestry of immense variety and galactic proportion, leading to places beyond imagining in this realm. You have mastered the ascension technique in the initiation rite in the pyramidal chambers, in the stairway to the secrets beheld in the riddle of the Sphinx, and in the alignment to the stargates. The achievements brought forth in that era before the common era, there are secrets of development which have been lost through the sands of time, and which you are to retrieve now for the betterment of humanity. This is my introduction to you.
Did you perform a similar role or relationship to me as Daphne does now?
I was your counterpart. I was your counterbalance. I was your counterweight. We proceeded well in many events in the public sphere.
dear Ben.
I'm back. Okay. Could you understand that, Heis?
Yes. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I want to mention again, though, the first two you played, those are so awesome, that's so energetic, it would be like an awesome daily exercise to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're going to be on this replay. So anyone that wants to can do it. Okay. Maybe I should have played them at the end. But we'll be okay. All right.
Or make quick links on your homepage or something. Is that easy to do or not?
Yeah, maybe we should. Well, you know what? I'm working on... Actually, I'm not... Sija happens to be a web designer. And we're working on redesigning Intelligent Infinity and what should be on there, you know? And so I'll think about putting that. You know, you got to be really selective exactly how you put together a page like that, you know? You know, early on, they told me in a session, you know, that I had this sadness, which I can relate to, because I've been coming into this realm, and it is so hard to make things work in this realm. And, you know, I was looking, let me see if I have that. You know, when I was writing songs, of course, I didn't know any of this stuff. Republic and wanting to reach people. And I mean, at the time it seemed like, you know, everybody must have that, or I had no clue about the dark side, I guess I could say, of this realm, you know? And so, and so I wrote this song that time. Some of you may have heard it, but I'll just conclude with this song. It's 5 minutes, so maybe it'll get to play for all of BBS, and you can kind of just tune in to the intent of this guy. And I was fairly young when I wrote this, but I didn't know I was an old soul. I didn't know any stuff, but the intent was really not such a different intent than I have now, although I am wiser now, smarter, understanding of the realm more. So here we go. Play far fail. Come on, we're going to lose it.
I am a spirit traveler. I come from nowhere. I live here. I walked many lonely roads. I've been everywhere that you fear. Been everybody's father. I've been everybody's son. I watched one man finish what another's just begun. Would you believe me?
if I told you that the reason I am here is the love you. I wandered in the desert, I almost died of thirst. I stood behind every man who was trying to be first. I've had a million faces. Yes, I've had a million names. But my reflection has always been the same. Would you believe me? If I told you that the reason I am here is to love you. So here we are together.